Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Break down! Go ahead, give it to me. Break down! Take me through the night.
Break down! That's Tom Petty bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Skip Miller is our guest. William Skip Miller is the name of the book, Proactive Sales Management, also Proactive Selling, Ultimate Sales Toolkit. Have I missed? How many have I missed, Skip?
No, just a couple. The latest one that you claim you don't have is the Selling Above and Below the Line.
Which has only been out about 16 years, and I still don't have it. What's up? What's wrong with that picture?
It's been out less than a year.
Okay, fine. I don't have it.
I'll send you one today.
Get off your backside and send it to me. How can I sell it if I don't have it, Skip? Come on, man. So, all right, we're talking about Skip M3Learning.com, right?
That's correct. M3Learning.com is the website. Yep.
All right. So check that out. The books are there.
Amazon's the best place to buy the books. So.
Yeah, we've heard of those guys. So we're talking about sales culture, and we talked about the fact that if you have one. The question is whether you're defining it or not yourself.
Defining, right? Again, great sales cultures have metrics, and nobody unfocuses on those metrics, and they're daily, weekly, monthly metrics. Now, we're not talking about micromanagement. We're talking about goal setting. You know, Jim, there's a difference between important and urgent. And we always end up, you know, doing the knee-jerk urgent things, putting out fires. You know, this is urgent, mm-hmm. this is urgent. And we never get to the important stuff. So great cultures, great sales cultures have daily, weekly metrics that are reviewed 5-10 minutes a day. And that could be number of dials, number of calls, number of contacts above, you know, vice president level, number of presentations, number of deals in the funnel, percent close ratio, whatever.
Now, you know, you're talking about something that when people think about culture, though, I think they think of something that's a little bit less tangible. And when you talk about metrics, that's very tangible.
You know, the tangible...
Is the culture in this case the commitment to not so much the metrics, but the commitment to metrics?
Without a doubt, Jim, you're exactly right. You know, it becomes second nature, right? We'll go into an organization where, you know, it's the typical, you know, green, yellow, red. You know, how are you doing this week on your top five metrics? And people will either be, you know, green, they're doing well, yellow, they're where they should be, kind of, sort of, red, they got to get going. And those could be weekly or monthly dashboards. So how people actually... It becomes part of their system, part of their culture. This is what we do every day. You know, I don't know how we got all those new pieces of business. We focused on the metrics and the outcomes came rather than, you know, boy, we got to get some new logos. Oh, yeah, we got there. Let's have a meeting and discuss what we need to do to go get some more logos. I mean, wow. So you're right, Jim. The intent, the intentional, the metrics that we see, and it doesn't matter almost because you just got to pick a couple.
The reason I said that is when I worked for Xerox, when I worked for Sears, those were the two greatest sales organizations that I ever worked for. There was a definite culture in those companies on a number of levels, but one of the levels, especially Xerox, the sales culture included a non-negotiable commitment to metrics. And even though the metrics were fundamental and they were very much numerical and imperial, the culture was that we all were committed to them. My boss, I had to be because my boss was. He had to be because his boss was. And it wasn't because you get fired if you didn't. It was because we lived and died by them.
And all of a sudden, you're sitting around with three other salespeople, and you're the one not doing the metrics, and they are, and they look at you like you're an idiot. I mean, like,
right.
Lord, it's part of the culture of this is what we do. We make 40 dials a day. We have. Jim, I was in a meeting one time, and I went around the room and said, if I'm a sales guy working for you, how many outbound, you know, face-to-face calls do I make in a week? Guy goes, 3, 7, 2, 6. I'm going around the room. 5, 3, 42, 6, 7, 42. What do you do? Well, guy goes, I'm the Northeast manager for Staples. Oh, so you're selling, you know, you go door to door selling, you know, paper and pens and stuff. So one guy in the class goes, no. What do your counterparts do? You know, the guy in the South and the West and stuff. How many, you know, you're a regional manager. How many calls do the other regional managers at Staples make? He goes, oh, about 12, 15. Well, how did you get 40, 42 out of yours, and they get 15 out of theirs, and you were selling the same stuff? He goes, it's just what we expect.
Mm-hmm.
Set those expectations, mm-hmm. and good dashboard metrics should be, you know, how many new logos, how many new meetings.
What he's doing here, folks, is he's taking the intangible concept of a culture and identifying the tangible components of it. Right?
And then it becomes manageable, Jim, as you well know.
Yep.
You know, I got to have a culture. Well, you have one. We've already established that. Is it intentional or unintentional? If it's intentional, number one, have your team focus outward.
Could we say that having a culture is what we stand for? Our culture is what we stand for, what we say we stand for. This is what we stand for. This is what. Hold on to that thought, because I want to ask you about that when we come back after these messages. M3Learning.com is Skip's website. Don't forget his books. What's the new one again, Skip?
Selling Above and Below the Line.
That's the one that I don't have, right?
I'll make sure you get it
today. Tim Till. I'm Jim Blassie. Game. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.